The sun may be setting, but a new sunrise is upon the horizon, and our area playoff teams are firm believers in daylight savings time. Welcome to WLAW Sports Game of the Week Playoff Edition. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. I'll be taking you through tonight's game play-by-play as the Upley Bearcats head west and find themselves in the aeronautical land of the Rockets. Alongside of me tonight is a true professional and even has license to prove it. Welcome, Dave Hansen, to the playoffs.
Thanks, Clark. Happy to be here and loving this playoff atmosphere.
That's right. The sun is directly into our eyes, but we're thankful the first time we've seen the sun all day. And the regular season is in the books, and in a short 29 days, the state champions will be crowned. In the last week of the regular season, the WLAW Sports Game of the Week took us to Harbor Beach, one of the area teams in the playoffs. From start to finish, the game was under Pirate control.
Yeah, the Pirates dominated offensively, kind of like they have the entire season. But the key to this game was the defense holding the USA Patriot offense to just 6 points.
That game resulted in a score of 42-6, Harbor Beach with the victory. USA finished the season at 4-5, but with a lot of positive growth for their football program.
Yeah, they were close this year, Clark, and knowing USA, they have a talented program there, and I have no doubt that they'll be improved and be ready to go next season.
Harbor Beach hosts Merrill tonight in Division 8. We'll get to that matchup in a bit, but tonight is the Upley Bearcats taking on the number 2 team in Division 7, the Reese Rockets. It's time for a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to break down the Harbor Beach game leading up to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Upley at Reese. The playoffs kick off at 7 p.m. Keep it right here.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal, they salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, member FDIC.
WLAW Sports Game of the Week finds us in Reese as the Upley Bearcats travel west, but first let's take you through the other big game going on tonight in the region. That would be Merrill traveling east to Harbor Beach in Division 7. Merrill enters the postseason with a record of 6-3 and Harbor Beach at 8-1. The last time these two schools met was in 2007 in the playoffs at the regional finals, and the Pirates came out with a victorious 35-32.
Yeah, that was quite a battle for four quarters there, Clark, but Harbor Beach come out on top after a high-scoring affair.
Harbor Beach on offense averages 46 points per game on offense this year, Merrill 32. On defense, Harbor Beach gives up just under 14 points in 2012, Merrill 17. So statistically, Harbor Beach would have a 17-point favor. However, the postseason is a completely different world when it comes to the games.
Yeah, very different, Clark. Merrill made the playoffs last year as well at 5-4, so this team does have a lot of experience on this Vandals roster. Not to mention, Merrill's also on a four-game win streak, and they actually knocked off two playoff-bound teams the last 2 weeks.
The Vandals of Merrill in recent history favor the spread offense, something Harbor Beach is used to, right themselves, having as one of their own weapons in a very well-stocked arsenal.
Yeah, Harbor Beach here has no issues moving and scoring the football, but the key is, can they stop a twin offense, meaning the spread? So the defense is going to be the key to success for Harbor Beach tonight.
Well, that wraps up the Harbor Beach vs. Merrill. The WLAW Sports Game of the Week this week is Upley at Reese in Division 7. ahead of us. We are about 40 minutes away from kickoff here in the beautiful lands of Reese. The sunshine in our eyes, our sunglasses are on, and we're 40 minutes away from kick. We'll be back right after this with more of your WLAW Sports Game of the Week pregame show.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes and arrows and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
You're listening to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. Playoffs begin tonight. The regular season is in the books. 9 weeks of the regular season, Dave, are already behind us. Can you believe it?
I don't know where the time went. We had such good weather. I mean, other than the rain, it was never really that cold or anything. So the season went by so fast.
And we actually have a beautiful night ahead of us here as well. The sun is coming out. It is mostly, I'd say partly cloudy out there. We'll get to the current conditions in a little bit, but let's go through some other area games going on. Of course, Merrill is at Harbor Beach, but then in Division 7, I said this wrong, Merrill and Harbor Beach are in Division 8. The first year, Harbor Beach has been in Division 8. Brown City is at Saginaw in Division 7. That's the other half of this district with Ubley and Reese on this side. Dave, what do you think of that Brown City-Saginaw game?
From what I understand, Clark, Saginaw is a powerhouse. They're a favorite to win. Probably, maybe even the state finals this year. I think Brown City is in a world of trouble there. I like Saginaw Nouvelle, probably not very close.
And Brown City was one of those teams that get in at 5-4. They lost their last regular season game to Dansville, week number 9, but they still got in. They had enough points to get into the playoffs. And actually, Ubley secured their way into the playoffs with 6 victories. Brown City, at 5-4, actually had 12 more points than Ubley. They took down a lot of playoff teams on their way to the playoffs, and here we are now face-to-face with a massive opponent, Saginaw Nouvelle, in week number 1.
Yeah, you nailed it right on, Clark. Brown City is a little bit dangerous in the fact they did beat some very quality teams to get here. They earned so many points for doing that. So you got to like that, where Ubley defeated more teams, but they weren't as big a spread and they weren't as difficult of teams.
The other game going on, Vassar is at Montrose. What do you feel in this one?
Well, Clark, I like Montrose in this one. I've picked Vassar a couple times this year, and they've been question marks and kind of bit me a few times. So I'm going to go with Montrose at home.
And that one's actually tomorrow, I'm being told. Then we move to the 8-man playoffs. A lot of area teams in that. We have North Huron at Peck, CPS at Deckerville, Akron Fairgrove at Owen Gage, and Kingston at Bel Air. Any guesses there?
You know what, Clark? I like CPS and Deckerville. I think that's going to be a good game to watch there. I like Deckerville. I remember them back in when we were around. Deckerville was always a good program, so I know they can put 8 quality guys on the field. I think that'll be the game to watch, and Deckerville wins that one.
And CPS and Deckerville have actually met up in the regular season a few times, splitting, I believe, and Deckerville winning the last one. What will happen tonight in the playoffs? CPS and Deckerville, only time will tell. We are now about 35 minutes away from kicking off into the playoffs in Division 7. Reese hosting the Ubley Bearcats. Both teams warming up on the field. The crowd starting to file in on a beautiful night.